And the things that you pull down on some windows to keep the light out, you pull down again.
Shades.
Have you always called them shades? Do you remember you used to call them anything?
Well, I've heard them called curtains.
Mm-hmm. Would your parents have called them curtains?
Yes.
See, in attempting to find this line between these two different dialect areas, even what your parents used is significant here. The place where you'd hang up your suit, say in the bedroom, there's a little door, and you hang up your suit in the...
clothes closet.
Never call that the clothes press?
I never.
And how about the, it's a place you might hang up your suit, but it isn't built in the wall. It's a portable piece of furniture, but it has a hanger thing you can hang clothing up in it. You might move it from room to room. Your wardrobe. You wouldn't call that a clothes press either.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't.
Some call one a clothes press, some the other. You never call the attic anything else too. When we're talking about older terms, you ever refer to it as a loft, garret, something?
Well, I've heard it called garret.
That's not a family term either for you.
No.
Sky parlor is another one. Some people remember the sky parlor. How about the piece of furniture that you'd put your socks and underclothes in? It has drawers, you'd store them in there. Any piece of furniture in the bedroom, actually.
Dresser.
Okay. Did they used to call it something else, or did you used to have a piece of furniture something like a dresser that we don't have anymore?
They call it something else, and I can't think of it right now.
How about a chest of drawers? Do you ever have these?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chest of drawers.
Or how about a bureau?
What are you going to use that to?
Is that the same as a dresser or chest of drawers or what? Believe it or not, even these definitions vary from place to place. We think if we all speak one language here, we're a little far from it, I'm afraid.
Well, they're about the same thing, a bureau or a dresser.
Okay. And the housewife in the morning probably doesn't clean the whole house every day, but every morning she goes around and sort of just puts the pillows where they belong and puts the magazines where they belong. She's just going to go in the porch and not do a thorough job of cleaning. She's just going to go in and a little bit, just...
dust up.
Okay. You wouldn't say tidy up or clean up.
Right.
Dust
could,
up. This.
You could use that, yes.
You don't say red up, going to red up the room.
Well, we never use that.
That's my wife's favorite term. Going to red up the room. She always reds off the table, too, after a meal. That's a West Virginia term. Now, if you want to sweep the steps out here, the sidewalk, you probably sweep it with that.
Broom.
And where do you keep the broom?
We keep it in the kitchen.
Where? Do you hang it on a hook?
Yeah, we hang it on a...
Is it in some relationship to a door?
No.
So some people...
We just got a corner there where we keep it.